بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مصلحت سلطنت خسرو میداند، advantage, the expediency is known by the head. That's a more or less translation. In any administration, then the head knows the reason, the philosophy, the wisdom in what it has asked, what it has introduced, legislated. It knows why it's done it. It's possible that the people on the ground don't yet understand it, because people at the admin, they've come to this conclusion after lengthy deliberation, discussion, and after a long period of experience. They've seen the whole thing, understood it, and eventually they came to this conclusion. So the same applies to the admin of this entire world. Allah Ta'ala knows the wisdom. He knows what's the secret, what's the mystery, why this is done, why it's not done. He knows it. And there are many things that you don't know. In fact, you know very little. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. In this entire equation, what you know is a fraction, a minuscule. That's all you know. And the knowledge of the entire picture is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the knowledge is by Allah ta'ala, then what's the natural consequence? Natural consequence is you do what you've been asked to do. And don't ask too much about the admin. Why is this like this? Why is this like this? Why is this person born handicapped? And why is this born this person wealthy? Why is this person poor? Right? Why this person is a little bit rowdy? Why this person is a little bit soft and humble? So all these things you don't ask too much. Yes, what you need to ask is, what am I supposed to be doing in this entire administration? Find your place. But the rest of the wisdom of the entire admin, you're not going to know. You're not going to understand it straight. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had passed a street and he saw a person covered in sand. He didn't even have clothes to cover his private area. He was covered in dust. So he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala makes this person wealthy, prosperous, progressive. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua. After some time, Musa alayhi salam had to pass by and he seen a huge crowd of people congregated. And when there's a huge crowd, then you stand on your heels or you stand on your toes to see what's going on. Everybody's blocking you. So he also wanted to see what's going on. So he looked at a distance, the same person that was covered in dust. Now he's about to be executed. So he wanted to know what happened. So, you know, this person became very wealthy. After he was poor, struck by poverty, starvation, I became very, very wealthy. When he became extremely wealthy, then he didn't know how to conduct himself. To amass wealth, he had the clout, he had the money and the influence. So he suppressed that person, he killed this person here, he murdered that person. He had the wealth, he had the clout, he had the strength, he could do all these things. Eventually the law had arrested him. And today, this is the result, this is the end of this person. So the maslihat, the expediency of keeping him that condition is known by Allah Ta'ala. You don't know it. You think for yourself for that moment that this may be better for me. But what do you know, what's the long term? What's the long term? You don't know what's the long term. So when you don't know what's the long term, just go with the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has planned, decreed this for you. Alhamdulillah. some person in Allah Pak has given wealth. Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, kings. And kingdom that you can never, you can't even perceive beyond your perception. Control over the land, control over the sea, control over the air, control over the jinnat. Can you imagine anybody having so much of control? Habli mulkal la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Nobody before had such a kingdom, and nobody after had such a kingdom. Someone may boast, we have control over the air, yes, but we have control over the jinnat. To ya'amaluna lahu ma yashaw min maharib. To go and erect structures for you. Have you got control? No control. And then, the control that he had over the wind was different. Because today, I was finding out, the planes can carry about maximum 450 passengers, right? And they're trying to introduce on 638, will carry maximum 600 passengers. They can't go beyond that. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, the plane that he had made, that was carrying 500,000 people, plus all the equipment for war, right? Plus the jinnat, plus the animals, because that zamana they were using animals, plus the animals. Ghuduwa shahru wa rawahuwa shahr. Morning, in this morning stride is covering a month's journey, and the evening stride is covering a month's journey. Anybody can do that. So he had that control. Yeah. Kulla banna'im wa ghawas. And then he had the jinnat. Such control, not only structures they're putting up, but they're diving in the depths and pulling out all gems. Anybody got that control? So, habli mulkal la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Allah gave him that control. So nobody can imagine having that control before. Nobody can have it after. So for some person, Allah granted that. And the other person, he doesn't even have nana jabin. He doesn't have the meal for the evening. One person is such that he can feed the entire world, and the other person doesn't have sufficient to take care of his own personal needs till the evening. So the system is known by Allah Ta'ala. You don't get involved into this. Why he created this, you don't worry about it. But what you must work out is, what am I supposed to be doing? Right? Imagine now, just recently we had a jalsa, right? So at the jalsa now, you mustn't ask now why they prepared dal chawal and why they invited so many people. That's not your business. Yes, in this jalsa, as a student, what am I supposed to be doing? Which department must I take care of? If you're going to try to investigate why they invited so many people and he's the speaker, and that person is going to give the nazam, and that person is going to give the qiraat, you know, why is this is the theme of the jalsa, why are you wasting your time? That thing is going to carry on. Yes, you must find your place in the jalsa. Jalsa, what are you supposed to be doing? Put your mind into it. You will feel that, alhamdulillah, you contributed towards something, and you will feel fulfillment. You'll feel a feeling of fulfillment. But you're going to try to find out why this person is doing this, why that person is doing this. The jalsa will start off, it will end up, and you will be nowhere. Your complaints will carry on, and this jalsa will carry on. So the system of Allah Ta'ala will carry on. Why the sun came out from the east, why not in the west? Are you going to ask, and you're going to complain, and you're going to object? Is there going to be any change? You don't worry about why it's coming from the east, not coming in the west, right? Why the child is carried in the mother's womb, why isn't the child carried in the mother's hand, you know? And she could become pregnant in the mother's hand. Why isn't the womb? But don't ask these questions. It's not going to change. If you're going to object to the system of Allah Ta'ala, it's not going to change. That's an admin, kana amrullahi amram maqdiya. It's already been decided, it's already been finished, sealed and signed. You're not going to bring any changes to it. So it's your stupidity that you're going to find out about the admin of Allah Ta'ala. Why? You're not going to correct it, you're not going to adjust it. Now, as human beings, in this entire administration, you're going to have clashes. Because you have different people with different temperaments, different mindsets. Your mind works different, his brains work different, his brain works different. Everybody is going to see something, but they're going to see it differently. Right? When they're going to see it differently, then they'll have different opinions. Right? He'll have a different opinion, second one will have a different opinion, third one will have a different opinion. And each one will feel that my opinion is better than the second, second will feel that my opinion is better than the third. So in this, what do we do? How do we do? Or what should we do in this situation? When we have an altercation, we have a problem, what do we do? So the Shariat has introduced a system of shura. Make mashwara. Don't take an independent decision. Hazraji Rahmatullah told me once, he says, many times you'll be confronted with the situation, so you mustn't take a spontaneous decision. You'll have to sit with the problem, think about it a week, even if it takes you 2 weeks, think about it, relax, understand it. You'll see from different dimensions, all right, this is also something to consider, it's also something to consider. Now, when you have sat with the problem for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you found, you discovered all the discrete facts, everything came to you. Now you take a decision, so it's a very mature decision. It's a very solid decision, it's a mature decision. Had you taken a spontaneous decision, then it would have been an immature decision. Then you would have found problems afterwards. Now you relaxed, you thought about it, you consulted someone, experience, and then you went about doing it. How much more khair, how much good comes out of it? The barakat of mashwara. A rai, a suggestion, you know, you say, throw some light on the matter. So a rai is like throwing some light. So the more the light, the clearer the picture. If the light is very dim, then you get a picture, but you don't see it very well. But there's 10 lights on that picture. You know, it's very clear, nook and cranny, everything. Everything you see it. Now you get a good picture. When you get a good picture, now the decision that will come out thereafter will be good also, inshallah. So the Sharia has legislated the system of shura. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. This word shura comes from the word shur, I think. Shur or shur means to extract that honey out of that hive. To extract it. In other words, the best of the suggestions you are extracting, because that's the best of the hive. The hive will find three things. You'll find, perhaps the hive you'll find, then you may find some the eggs of the bees sometimes you may find, and sometimes you may find some leftover pollen, right? So all that is left aside, and you will extract the best of it, the honey of it, you will take it out, right? So this is now the work of the people of the shura. They will see the best interest, they will take it out. Then, it is not everybody's work to be in the shura. If in the madrasa, for example, you ask the students, you know, make mashra with the students. When the holidays must start and when the madrasa must end, they'll say, you know, Ustad, you know, Muna, we give you 6 months, give us 6 months. Fair, fair, balanced. So everybody is not in the position of giving a suggestion. Everybody that doesn't have it. Right? And we know it. We know in our minds that everybody is not in the position. See, you're sending your child to school, right? At the beginning, he's grumpy, he's squealing, all that. But you open your eyes, hey, better go to school, right? Don't you do that? Now, in that you asked him for his suggestion. What's your input, son? Dad, today I'm not going to school. Tomorrow, all right, tomorrow I'll go at about 11 o'clock, come back at 1 o'clock. So that child is not going to get educated. The father has to put his foot down. He's not in the position to give a suggestion. His suggestion is immature. So you get some person whose suggestion is immature. Generally, women are intelligent, but the emotions have the better over them. And I've got genuine proof, because so many people I consult with, so I know how they work, how their brains work. And there's a problem now. In 5 minutes, they can start crying. 5 minutes, they'll cry. So you mustn't cry with them. Don't think that that crying is real, right? But don't show them that, you know, it's crocodile tears. Don't show them it's onion tears. But you don't have to cry with them. Because all tears don't have to be true. Otherwise, what's the meaning of وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ إِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ? Didn't they come crying as well? But was that genuine tears or was it onion tears? What tears are that? The Quran is speaking about وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ إِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. So the emotions have the better of them. But you can't make it feel like, hey, you're talking something that is stupid, you're nonsense, whatever. Can't make it. Because she feels, well, you know, I'm also contributing toward this house here, and I'm a non-entity. So you mustn't make them feel like they are non-entities. So you respect them, take the suggestion, وَخَالِفُونَ. Just go against them. فَإِنَّ فِي مُخَالَفَتِهِنَّ الخير والبركة. There will be a lot of barakat in going against them. But now she has to put up one tear, put up a face a little bit, oh, I want this thing here, and this house here is like that, and that car is like this, and that holiday is like that. Now you also going to get consumed in that for a car, for that type of finish, for that type of holiday. What you need? Money. Money, what? Then what are you going to do? You're going to be stuck. Aren't you going to be stuck? You're going to be stuck, so you have to think about it. All right, she wants this, she wants this, she wants this. This is the budget. Now you can't hurt her, and you can't agree with her. So you have to think now how to overcome this hurdle. Because you're going to agree with her, then you're going to put yourself into problems and difficulties. You know, your duty is to run the house. Al mawludi lahu rizquhunna wa kiswatuhunna bil ma'roof. With kindness you have to run the house. Kindness in a good, respectable manner, with respect, in a dignified, kind, and run the house nice, smoothly. So if you're going to be listening to her all the time, then this is what she's going to tell you. Then how are you going to work the house? She said, no, you're only doing teaching in the madrasa, must do some business on the side. Sell some plants and pot plants and all that, right? So you started all that pot plants, everything you started off. Then the madrasa discovered that this person's interest is more in the pot plants, so they demoted you. Now they're not giving you that package that they gave you. Say, no, madrasa is unfair, and they don't worry about my servers, what I contribute toward the madrasa. They don't consider, only about the pot plants they're worried about. See? So they're watching now your performance. What is the quality of your performance? Is it consistent or is it going down? You're not considering the fact that you've been influenced with your wife, and you're doing all this business on the side, and your service is going down. You're not worried about that. What you're worried about, just clocking in. That's what you're worried about. They're watching you from that side. So you see, you can't take a suggestion from everybody. But now some people in your life, you can't even tell them anything. You can't shout them, you can't even tell them too many things, because they're not in that mental state to accept. When they're not in their mental state to accept, and you're going to be telling them, then you're going to be fighting with them. So you will do that which is right without hurting them. You'll do what is right, and you are going to hurt them. But you'll see now what is the right thing. Youngsters are driving. I know, I've seen this type of situation, right? And the youngster is telling the other youngster, hey, send it now. You know, press it. Put your foot down. 250. If that person is going to listen to him, what's going to happen? Now, if that car somersaults, crashes, this person is hurt, that person is killed, what's going to happen then? So he's also a youngster, he's also got brains, he's mature, but he's not mature enough. See that? He's mature, but not mature enough. So everybody is not in a position of giving a suggestion. See, when this Alikar University was started off, so Sir Sayyid was discussing with one Mulana, I think Mulana Abdul Shakur or something. So Mulana Abdul Shakur told him, see, your modus operandi is you take public opinion. Said, yes. See, I want to ask you one thing. When you go by public opinion, you go by the show, by the count of hands, right? You go by the count of hands. So I want to know from one thing from you. In any gathering, do you get more intelligent and capable people understanding people, or most people that are not capable and most people that are not understanding? There obviously, the understanding and capable people are few. I mean, a whole gathering will find about four or five people that are very understanding and very capable. So he says, well, this is how we go by. So then, now look at it yourself, that if you want to go by the majority, then you are going towards your own decline, because they don't have the understanding. They don't have the know-how. They don't have the level of reasoning. If you're going to go by that. So you'll have to say now, you'll have to go with those people that are understanding. But now to say that most people don't understand, أَنْتَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ وَيَعْقِلُونَ, do you think that most of them understand? So that's istifhame inkari. Most of them don't understand. إِنْ يَتَّبِيُونَ, what was that verse? أَكْثَرَ أَهْلَ الْأَرْضِ. If you go, وَإِنْ تُدِي أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, if you go with the majority, then they will mislead you, right? Well, now this is a general command, but then you can't apply it everywhere. Why you can't apply it everywhere? See, in fiqh, many places they will tell you that the jamhur fuqaha say this. What does it mean of jamhur? Majority. We go by this because the jamhur goes with this. So if it was in tuti aksara man fil ardi yudilluk an sabilillah, if it's a general qaida across the board, then it was not right for you to follow the jamhur fuqaha. But because there's a difference of opinion, and the jamhur says that this is the masla, this is the hukam, so there are greater chances for this being right. Because so many people, diverse backgrounds, all have agreed on one, right? So the chances for that to be right is greater. Therefore, we'll go with that. So you understand that when you are consulting, you will consult people that are understanding. They've got the reasoning ability, they've got the understanding ability, right? They've got the sound understanding, right? Number one. Number two, that person that you are consulting with, he mustn't have an agenda. If I've got an agenda in this, and you're consulting with me, then I will look towards my own interest. I'm not looking at your interest. Is that right? It's a mashwara. So what must I look for? فَلْيُشِرْ بِمَا هُوَ صَانِعٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. You must see what is good for that person. I mustn't see what is good for me. I must see what's good for you. Because أَلْمُسْتَشَارُ مُؤْتَمَنٌ. You have put your trust in me. You have relied on me. When you have relied on me, now it's my duty to show you that which is better for you. One person told me, you know how he became wealthy. You know, proud. He's very proud about himself. Outwardly wearing a kurta, beard. Became wealthy like this. That one person had to go for an auction. His grandfather's friend had to go for an auction. So he came to ask my grandfather, okay, you know, I'm going for this auction here. What do you think about it? So the grandfather pushed him off. He said, oh, it's not a good thing. No, it's not a bargain, not a right thing. In the quiet, the grandfather knows, understands that that's a bargain, bargain and a half. He went and bought the thing. I say, is that fair? فَلْيُشِرْ بِمَا هُوَ صَانِ أُنْ لِنَفْسِ What you think is better, you must do it. This is fraud, this is cheating, this is misleading. You knew that was better, but you misguided that person. So the person that you're consulting, he mustn't have an agenda of his own. He must see for the betterment of the work. Right. Sulaiman alayhi salam is a king, and Dawud alayhi salam is a king. Both are kings, right? نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ Now it happened that you got a farm of wheat, for example, it's a whole crop of wheat, and that person is a livestock farmer. He's got sheep, right? He's got sheep, and you got wheat, right? نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ Now what happened? That sheep, they broke loose, and they damaged the entire crop. Can you imagine? Now if it is 50 hectares and this 5,000 sheep, this 5,000 sheep, they destroyed the entire crop. So the complaint came to Hazrat Dawud al-Islam, he's the king. So Dawud al-Islam is listening to the case, both sides. This is the complainant, this is the defendant. The defendant accepts, yes, my sheep has destroyed his farm. So, the law is qisas, right? The law is qisas. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ Right? Then when you are making, you're making good, بِالْمِثْل, right? فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ If you have to set it right, then you set it right with misal. Right. Now, he's got a farm, right? He's got a farm, and he's got sheep. This person doesn't have a farm. So how is he going to make qaza bil misal? He needs to put it right, right? Set the score right, but with a misli thing, with a thing that is equivalent. But he's got sheep, and he's got crop, he's got corn. So one got corn and one has got sheep. So can you put that thing right? Can you do qaza bil misl? You can't do qaza bil misl. You can't set it right with the misl. So then the second step is then, if you can't do it bil misl, then do it with qimat. Do it with the equivalent. So it's alright, he's got 50 hectares, and this person has got 5,000 sheep. So we look at the extent, at the cost of the damage, and the cost of the sheep. So this was say 5 million rand, so the sheep is 5 million rand, so alright, give him the sheep. So when you gave him the sheep now, you have paid him for the loss. Because you couldn't make qaza bil misl, you couldn't make qaza bil misl, when you couldn't do it, you couldn't cover the loss with misl, then with the qimat. Right. I destroyed, for example, your car, right? Then the right thing was that I must give you a car equivalent to that car that I have destroyed. But I don't have a car then. Then the qeemat of it, the price of it. So same here now. You damage the props. So now you need to pay the equivalent. He doesn't have the equivalent in something else, in livestock. So the sheep must go to this person. So anyway, that's justice. And as they're walking out of the courtroom, so Sulaiman alayhi salam, that is the son, he suggests to his father, Abba, you know, can we do something besides that, a settlement out of court? Yes? So, you see, the person that is in power, he must say my way and highway. He must have an open mind, see now, right? Is there any merit in what this person is talking about? He mustn't feel now, hey, what will happen to my decision? If there is merit in what he says, then he must accept it. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is still a young person. Dawud alayhi salam, the father, is a king, right? Yeah, he's young. So he says, Abba, can't we do this? we tell the sheep owner, right, the livestock owner, we tell him that, you see, you work on the farm and bring it to the level that it was. You know, when it was damaged, then bring it, work that farm and bring it to that level that it was. When it's at the level that it was, then you will return the farm back to him. In the meanwhile, you will allow him to take the benefit of your sheep. In other words, the wool, the milk, whatever comes out of the sheep for that duration, you will take the benefit. So the farm owner, he stands to benefit, because for that duration he will have the sheep, he will take the wool, he will take the milk, and whatever else, he will take the benefit, right? For that duration, he will look after the farm. So, فَفَهَمْنَاهَ سُلَيْمَانَ Allah Baks praises Sulaiman al-Islam. Now, there's two opinions amongst the Mufassireen. One opinion is this, that Sulaiman al-Islam's decision was correct. Right? His decision was correct. Therefore, Allah Baks says, فَفَهَمْنَاهَ سُلَيْمَانَ But the preferred opinion is that both opinions were right. Sulaiman al-Islam's opinion was right, and Dawud al-Islam's opinion was right, but his decision was a settlement out of court. And a settlement out of court, it is the judge's duty, the magistrate's duty, to ask the fighting parties to try and settle this out of court. That's the first step. People are disputing, try and settle it out of court. That is part of his duty. So he asked them to make a settlement out of court. And both the parties are in agreement. And Allah Pak likes this. Instead of you going full for the person, going for his throat now. Had you gone full for the person, I ask you now, the owner of the farm, would he have been left with anything? Does he have anything now? Well, I say not that owner of the owner of the sheep. Does he have anything? Nothing in his hands now. He's get up bilkul. Muflis ho gaya. He's gone, nothing he's got. Right? So the owner of the farm now, he's got his farm, and the owner of the sheep has got his sheep. Otherwise, in that scenario, the owner of the sheep has got nothing, absolutely, he must start off from scratch again. You see, how difficult again it is to start off from scratch. So out of court settlement. So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in his zamana, he said the same thing. He says, رُدُّ الْخُصُومَةَ إِلَىٰ ذَوِي الْأَرْحَامِ فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ يُورِثُ الدَّغَائِنِ When there is a fight, there is an altercation, there is a problem, then refer it to the families. Let the families sort it out. This one family, that's a family, got problem now. Within the families, try and sort it out. In the families, there'll be some understanding people, some emotional, yeah, I must get him. But there'll be some understanding people as well. So say, well, let's cool it now. Don't go to that extent now. Let's see how we can settle this whole thing out. Ruddul khusumata ila dhawil arham. Send it, refer it to the families. Let them try and see, work it out, and try and work it out. Because, fa'inna fasla al-qadai turithul dagain. Because if you bring it out to court, then this will leave malice. There will be malicious feelings in the heart. When you bring it to court, you're going to throw it out in the open, right? Then all your dirty linen will come out in the open. All the other side's dirty linen also will come out in the open. So when all your dirty linen has come out, yeah, you know this person here, that day this is what he did. Yeah. The food wasn't right, so he just overturned the table. See, no control of his anger he's got. He overturned the table. Tomorrow he may overturn me just now. Now, the husband is thinking, hey, you know, I did that once in my life, but that's not my routine. I don't do it all the time. Now the whole world came to know about it. Now how does the husband feel about it? How does he feel about it? He did it once, and this thing is thrown in the open. How? But if it's within the family, it's all right. Three, four people in this family, only they know about it. But he comes to court, then the papers, that's the news, the television has got it, the WhatsApp got it, the whole world got it. Now he says, nothing left of me. The whole world knows, about my domestic affairs. The whole world knows about it. Now, I can't carry on this life. How can I carry on this life? What's left of me? You see the wisdom of Umar radiallahu anhu. فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ تُورِثُ الدَّغَائِنِ. This thing will bring about malice. Leave ill feelings. Don't go that route. Try and sort it within yourselves. So this, when we are living as a community, then you're going to have these clashes. You're going to have problems. But then how do we go and sort it out? How do we just fight and say my way, your way? You don't do it that way. There is a thing like shura, and there is a thing like who must be in the shura. Not anybody or not everybody. It doesn't mean now it's a person is an attorney or an advocate and he is capable to give you good advice. There was a top advocate here. I won't take his name. So he was fighting for justice and all that. Remember this elections were on, he was fighting. Anyway, elections finished now, then on the quiet we asked him, see if a client comes to you and you know he's wrong, then what you'll do? He'll say, I will load my fees and carry on the case. What he says? I will load my fees and carry on with the case. So what he's worried about? Is he worried about giving you a good counsel? So it doesn't mean that he's educated and he can give you good counsel. His maksad is his fees. Because, you know, every day in court is 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, right? He knows that's what he's going to get. So he's not worried about giving you good ideas and a good direction. He's worried about his coffers, that his coffers must fill up. So that is why that person that you're consulting with mustn't have a personal agenda. You mustn't have a personal agenda in this. Absolutely unbiased. Unfortunately, all these things just come in word and there is no application of it. See, the accountant will write according to the accepted standards of accounting. We have done these books. But the wrong that he does, he knows and his client knows the wrong that went into it. But when he has to give it, present his books according to the standard, the accepted standard of accounting, we have done these books. So he speaks like that. And the attorney, how he speaks? Without prejudice. Without prejudice. So much of prejudice involved. The prejudice, he's worried about his fees. He's not worried about anything else. He's making the case to suit his fees. Not the interest of both the parties, but to see his own interest. And then too, they got the heart to write without prejudice. And then too, they got the heart to say, you know what? An attorney's fees is halal. There's so much of wrong that goes into it, so much of corruption that goes in it. He knows it, his client knows it, that there's corruption involved in it. But to load the fees, they don't feel anything about it. So you see, when it's a problem, then Islam has given us direction. How do we go about finding a solution? Who should we consult? Who should we consult? What person that we're consulting? What must be his credentials like? Allah grant tawfiq.